It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's Bucko Minute Time, and the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. Provided trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. So we find Jason Mackey, who I guess didn't want to go on the video stream for our YouTube viewers because he has this horrible mustache that Derek Shelton was making fun of on the Midday Show today. Is that true?
I'm ashamed, Pony.
Shelton made fun of it, and then Zeiss went into some diatribe about, something.
Some diatribe about me or mustaches?
No, just maybe about both. How, like, he didn't know about it or something. It kind of got a little convoluted.
It wasn't on his planner this week.
Ah, that's what it was. Yes.
Ah, we got planner talk again. All right.
Yeah.
I got to go back and listen.
Is this a constant thing, planner talk, among guys in the office? Is this this sounds like inside Post-Gazette baseball, is what this sounds like to me.
We're required to send in a organization, you know, what we're going to do for a given week. And I send in not an extensive one, but I mean, I'm pretty detailed about stuff I'm working on, stuff I want to work on. And Joe and Paul like to make fun of me for that. I call it the Mackey planner and sometimes the Mackey scheduler or indexer or organize. I've been picking a different word every week. And so they like to make fun of me for it.
Got it. So they tried to drag. But so the mustache thing is true or not?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is. I had a mustache. I have not shaved it yet. Which,
and it is because of Skeens?
Yes and no. Okay. I was growing a goatee. I got tired of it, and Skeens was pitching. And so I thought one day of mustache.
What does your wife think of it?
Yeah. She absolutely hates it. And if I don't shave it by tonight, I'll probably be sleeping outside or on the couch or somewhere that is not where I want to be sleeping.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm in a slump like Jack Sawinski when it comes to that kind of stuff, so...
That might be too much information, Andrew. I'm just saying.
I was talking about my sex life. That's in case people were wondering.
Too much information.
We just had Brownie on, and I asked him for what the ceiling was for this team if they stand pat and don't make a move. And he said if they play to their potential, they can still win the division. Do you agree with that?
Without adding, without doing anything?
Yep.
I don't think they can. I think... No, I think this team can be a good team. I think they can maybe compete for a wild card. Winning the division without doing anything, I have an issue with that.
So you think they can still make? You think this team can make the playoffs as currently assembled?
Yeah, I think it can come close. Sure. I mean, I think we're talking about the difference between 2 or 3 wins. So yes, I think they can make the playoffs. Do I think they're going to win the division as currently assembled? No. And that's what the question was.
Yeah. What makes you think this team though could get to the win total that would get them in as the last wild card with what they have?
Well, one, that number is like 84, 85. It's really low. But two, they solved the most serious parts of this, right? Like, they have a good starting rotation, even 4 guys there. The back end of their bullpen has really been a lot better. I think they can scratch out enough offense.
You do?
But I just... Yeah, to be competitive, yes. To be competitive. I should qualify.
They've got the second lowest OPS in the National League ahead of only the Marlins, Jason.
I know, but that's because they were absolutely pathetic early on. If you look at what has happened since coming out of that, and I mean, there's a May 11th is a date that I've looked at a decent amount. I'm not saying that's an entire season, but like that's 5+ weeks, Andrew, of like actually scoring a decent amount of runs. I mean, I understand what the balance is. I do think what they've done lately is more representative of who they are. Like, Andrew McCutchen was absolutely terrible, at least results-wise, in those first couple of weeks. Like, May 11th coincides with, you know, he's at the top of the lineup and actually productive. O'Neill Cruz has been better. Rowdy Tellez has been better. Nick Gonzalez has been up here, et cetera. Like, it's a different offense than it was
prior. Man, Brownie made an ominous point that he thinks part of the reason why Cruz isn't in there tonight is because his ankle isn't 100%. Which freaked me out. Because
yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't disagree with Brownie, and I understand I'm in the same way of thinking as you are. Sorry if I cut you off.
Yes, and also thinks that Hayes is struggling because his back isn't right.
Yes.
And that's another major problem.
I agree. I don't think Hayes is healthy. I don't think Cruz is 100% healthy. I mean, a lot of guys aren't healthy throughout the season, but
sure.
Do I think it's hurting their production? Yes, I do. I think they could be, like O'Neal, they're trying to deal with it. Like, we've seen him limping intermittently. I don't think I think that's a much lesser deal than Hayes, but I mean, this is not the same Hayes that we saw over the final 2 months of last year, not even close.
Tell me who is the most likely, if they are to make a trade, to lose his at-bats to the guy that...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's traded for Henry Davis, when healthy.
Oh, sorry.
Rowdy Tellez or Jack Sawinski?
Jack Sawinski. I think that's the most... Like, Henry Davis, they still need to play, and I think they want to play. I think there's still an element of not necessarily knowing what he is. Rowdy has been a lot better, and I think they want and expect that to stay the same. But outfield-wise, it makes sense for them to add there, and I would add Michael A. Taylor to that list. Maybe he becomes more of a late-inning defensive replacement. I don't know. But, I mean, if you're going to stash a bat somewhere, to me it's the outfield, which impacts Sawinski. And I do think they want to add –
Man, that's making it sound. I agree with you. You think they need two outfielders?
Maybe, but I mean, we're talking about the Pirates here, right? Like, I'm not trying to prop them up that they're going to be like the biggest movers and shakers at the deadline. If they get one, I'd be fine. But I think they realize there's a deficiency with the offense. I think they realize they're not getting enough.
So they're not going to look at Sawinski like they looked at Tellez, like, hey, he hit a bunch of home runs last year and the year before that. Let's just ride the storm out.
No, I don't think so. And I think there's been different. I think there's different reasons for that too, Andrew. Like, Rowdy has actually shown signs, you know, since I'd argue maybe May 31st when they went up to Toronto, that like things have been better. Jack Sawinski has hit a home run in that time. That's like it. It was a 461 or 459 or whatever the heck it was. Like, it went a long way. But aside from that, has anybody looked at Jack Sawinski's at bats been inspired by thinking that he's turned a corner?
But well, why would they have faith in Davis this year when they've already sent him down? Mackie, what, Jason, well, why would that be one where it's like, okay, we'll go with this with the catchers we've got. He's hitting 153 and they've already demoted him this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to roll Henry out, you know, five times a week. I'm just saying that like he just got back here, hits a home run, then goes down with the concussion. Like, I think they want to see what that looks like. If that doesn't work, then yeah, maybe they add Jacob Stallings into the mix. I don't know. Maybe they add another catcher. I don't think that's crossed off. I just think that, and there's some time between now and then. I think that like when he gets back, they need to give him a run of playing time and see if any of the results he was producing at AAA are going to stick.
Do they comprehend that what happened in St. Louis on Thursday in the eyes of their fans and minds of their fans is unacceptable?
No, I don't think so. You mean about the lineup and pinch hitting?
Yes.
No, I don't. I don't think so. You know what? I'll try to explain it this way. I think this regime came into a situation where they've had to kind of bury their heads in the sand and be immune to criticism, and they're going through a rebuild. Like, they're going to do them.
They're not going through a rebuild anymore, though. This is year five,
no,
Jason.
No. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying that through that rebuild, they had to sort of like not give a you-know-what about what the external noise was about them. And I think that still lingers. Like, I think they just do not care. They don't think like that. Like,
so they still think that process is good then? Ignoring the, you know, even if you take out of what we think, you still think they feel like the process was good for that game and moving forward more of the same?
Yeah, I think probably they do. I think they are very much of the belief that, like, they're doing the right thing. And you and I are going to disagree with that, and that's totally fine. But what I'm saying is, like, throughout this entire process, they have buried their heads in the sand. And sometimes, like, I'm giving them credit. I'm saying that in a relatively good way. And saying, like,
right, but how about some renewed urgency to win this? Like, now there needs to be urgency to take advantage of this situation right now.
I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. And putting it in front of it, like, they have not been, meaning this former regime, has not witnessed all the crap that we've seen here for a number of years. And I don't think they operate with the same emotion as fans sometimes want them to. And I think sometimes that makes sense. And other times in this situation, it frustrates people. And I don't blame people for being frustrated. That was a situation where if you're going to rest one or two guys, fine. But like in the ninth inning, when you have an opportunity to pinch hit somebody and score a run, you got to do it.
Yep.
You got to, like, that's inexcusable. They should be criticized for that. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that, you know, they kind of think
it just doesn't sound like it's a lesson learned thing is all I'm saying from the sounds of it with you.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I don't think they've had like some big come to Jesus moment. They're like, oh, we really screwed up. We got to relook at our process. Just like, you know, they think a lot in terms of analytics, rest, optimizing performance, all that stuff. And that often leads to rest in ways that aren't, you're not applying, you know, what's going on in your head. You're not looking at a pennant race when you're doing that sort of stuff.
All right, Jason, I'll look forward to you sending me the Mackey planner for next week. Thank you.
I'm going to loop you in. All right, buddy.
All right, see ya. There you go, Jason Mackey from the PG. Zangrilli is next. Talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Team signing off.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.